Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back from 17 till the hour. That's Rough Boy bringing us back. That's the little ZZ Top, Billy Dusty and Frank bringing us back with that nice song, one of the nicest ones they did. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit celebrating the 16th anniversary of the membership in our Brain Trust. Actually, Karen Kerrigan is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us since 1997. There are still a handful of those folks who were with me in the very early months of the show. And she's one of them, and the fact that she's still with us, folks, is a tribute to her dedication and her commitment to helping small businesses. And I'm telling you, I've never met anyone who is more unblinking, unflinching, and more of a vociferous advocate for small businesses than Karen. Karen, thanks again for all you do for small businesses. SBECouncil.org is their website. Karen, I predicted hope with maybe it was as much a prayer as a prediction this year that minimum wage, that President Obama would not win the minimum wage debate this year. Please tell me I was right.
Oh, I think you're going to be right. On that front. I mean, first of all, he does have to go through the House and the Republicans unless there's something magic he can find. You know, from an executive order, you know, administrative standpoint, which you never know, right, with this
right.
administration.
He's but, willing to do that in a way that I haven't been able to find anybody who can identify any other president who would do something, some of the stuff he's done.
Well, you know, Jim, even some of the Democrats that I talked to, and some of the more moderate Democrats, say we very, you know, sort of passing the minimum wage at the federal level, timing is everything. And when you have a weak economy, is a very difficult time to do that. So, given the weak economy and given the slow job growth, it's just not a...
Well, the reason I don't buy that argument, Karen, is because if we don't have a weak economy now, we will have one day, and that minimum wage doesn't go down when the economy gets weak. I mean, minimum wage is what causes economies to be weak.
Yeah, and Jim, I'm not arguing with you. I mean, I know. The minimum wage. I'm just giving you sort of some political, type of backdrop to that really will disallow that from happening.
Yeah, no, I hear you. There's no questioning your bona fides, Karen, on this. But you know, when you think about minimum wage increase, I mean, here's my first comment to that, Karen. Where's the money going to come from? I mean, small businesses that have to pay a higher minimum wage, they don't have money laying around to pay this. Everything's committed.
No, I agree. Committed. You're right. Committed. And the business owners that I talked to are like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are they really considering this? I mean, they're looking right now at their health insurance bills or what's to come.
Right.
You know, when they get those notices from the health insurance companies that they've been canceled and here's a nice expensive plan to replace that. But they're like, are you kidding me? I mean, given the weak economy, you know, given, you know, all the new costs they have to deal with, and the fact that, you know, the revenues are and their income is not where it should be in terms of, or where it should be in terms of historically other economic recoveries, they just say, are you kidding me? I mean, this is crazy for Washington to even think about applying new costs onto business.
And Karen, this is, to me, this is a glaring example of what an ideologue this president is. Because with his nightmare health care reform, so-called reform bill, that's really going to be his undoing this year, to throw in minimum wage on top of that, it's not politically smart. I mean, it's ideological. It's not good politics, is it?
Well, it's not, but I think it just shows you, you know, what the administration, you know, what they've been having to resort to in terms of policies. And this is the old bankrupt command and control.
It's their one-trick
pony. Red meat for the base,
unions,
you know. But,
right.
But it's just, you know, it's not going to happen from a legislative perspective in the House. Even I don't think so in the Senate, given, you know, where Senate Democrats are right now in terms of their, some of them, in terms of their election prospects moving forward this year. So, but it's just, you know, it's good, you know, it's what he's had to resort to in terms of these types of policies because, you know, the other stuff is not working. He's not going to move forward with promoting free market, you know, type of policies for growth policies.
Right.
So it's going to be a very difficult year from a political policy perspective for small business, you know, and even the investment.
There's really no good news in the offing from a policy standpoint for small business this year, is there?
Well, I mean, the only good news will be is this: if you know some of the bills that already passed the House or the new bills, you know, that will be passed. You know, you do have some very vulnerable Senate Democrats who are going to, you know, are trying to distance themselves from Obama policies, trying to distance themselves from the fact that they voted for the health care bill, and trying to do something for the economy, business, and jobs. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what type of weight or what type of pressure they could put on their majority leader, you know, to advance or even consider, you know, similar bills to what's been passed through the House to help the economy. So I think that's the only good news at this point that these Democrats will put on a majority.
Karen, if they go to your website, sbecouncil.org, they can find out how their member of Congress, their senator, voted on small business record, can't they?
They can do that right now, Jim, but with new IRS regulations being proposed, I don't know about that in the future, but we'll talk about that when we go.
Oh, yeah, I do want her. Mm-hmm. Karen's going to report on, folks, some of the new regulations that the president's going to impose on potentially people like Karen. Quick break, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.